So after high school, now you're still in high school, you're still in the same neighborhood of Burnaby.
Yeah, we had moved. We now lived on Dominion Street in Burnaby, which isn't far from Norfolk. There's Norfolk and Dominion, and my father built a house. My father went in the army in 39, and then we moved, and he built a house on Dominion Street when he got furloughs from the army so he could build this house. So we lived on Dominion Street, and then eventually we moved to Sprott Street. And my grandfather actually had a house on Douglas Road at near Sprott Street.
Do you think these houses, that they all seem newer and more fancy?
Not really. No, the houses are pretty basic. None of these houses exist anymore. They're all gone. And my grandfather's house was a very well-built house, and he'd been a stone carver, and he had lots of nice stonework in it and so on. It was right across from Douglas Road School. He had acreage there.
So that part of Burnaby wasn't starting to develop particularly
No,
in the
not at
war
all.
post-war
Not at
period.
all. Yeah. We eventually built a house. My wife and I built a house on the piece of my grandfather's property at the corner of Sprott and Douglas in 1953. I built a house there. It's like condominiums now, so they're all
Right,
gone. The houses are all gone.
So after high school, you started working,
Yep.
and so this would be, would the war be over? It would be over
The
by
war was
now.
over in 45.
Was it easy to get a job? Was it
There were lots of jobs around, yeah. And there's lots of work around. And then I went back to school. I went to normal school and got a teaching certificate and started teaching in 55.
And that was in Vancouver, though.
In Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah.
But I continued to live in Burnaby. I've always lived in Burnaby. I've been in Burnaby 81 years. And then in 1961, my wife and I bought property on Government Road, which was all acreage in those days. So we had acreage, and we had kind of a mixed hobby farm on Government Road. And we had that until 1972. And we sold acreage off the back, and we've continued to live on the front acres since that time.
So the area on Government Road that you moved to, historically it was called Lascelles. I don't know exactly what the neighborhood's referred to as today. What do you usually
Just the government
the
road
Government
area,
Road area?
the government road area, yeah, which seems to be quite famous. But Government Road is an old government road. It was the old road from Vancouver through to Sapperton.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that's why it was called Government Road. And in fact, we still have a rural mailbox at the front of our property. It's the last one left on the
Oh,
road,
okay.
the red
That's
mailbox.
right.
Yeah.
It is different. And when you say acreage, several acres,
We had 2 acres.
2 acres?
Our neighbor had 5 acres. Our other neighbor had 3 acres. On one side of government was basically all acreage, and these were long pieces of property. They were 800 feet deep. They went back to where Winston Street is now. They expropriated the road from Winston when they put it through from us.
And were these mostly, I don't want to use the term pejoratively, but hobby farms, or did people actually make their living or
No,
subsist off of them?
I think originally people used them as farms because I found remnants of old things, old barbed wire fences and horseshoes and things like that. So they were obviously bigger pieces of property at one point. But when we came, there were a few people that still kept animals. And there was an Italian family next door to us who kept a cow and a goat and a pig and chickens and rabbits and basically lived off the land. And then, of course, in 1970, they were subdivided.
Now, earlier too, you talked about getting around Burnaby. You mentioned buses and the trams. Did you see a rise also of car culture in Burnaby, especially when the trams went out of business, out of
Well, there was a
operation?
whole move in Burnaby towards the automobile. The automobile became the way to get around. In fact, in some parts of Burnaby, they never built sidewalks.
Hmm.
And the big thing was when the freeway came through, and that basically changed the whole center of Burnaby. Burnaby, as I knew it, would disappeared when the freeway came through. Because Still Creek was still agricultural when I was a kid. In fact, my father's friend had acreage on Still Creek Avenue, and he grew tobacco and peanuts and all kinds of crops down on what is Still Creek Avenue now. There was a big peat bog in there, and there were all kinds of wild blueberries in that area. Mm-hmm. And we used to fish Still Creek, and there was a stream that came up into what is now BCIT, and that was where the old mill ponds, where they had logged the land there, and there was where they boomed the logs, mm-hmm. and so on. And there were still lots of skid roads around. So when that freeway came in, that basically transformed the core of Burnaby, as I see it, and changed the whole nature of Burnaby.
So just this mere presence there covered up all of the, the earlier uses of the line.
It eliminated it. The streetcar tracks were removed. In fact, the freeway went where a lot of the old right-of-way went for the interurban.
How about the north and south connections between Burnaby? Those are historically not there.
They weren't very good.
Did they improve at all over the years?
They've improved a little bit, but there always was a distinction between north and south Burnaby. Mm-hmm. Douglas Road was one of the main connectors, and it wound through Burnaby. It didn't go directly. Royal Oak never went through. Mm-hmm. Where the jail was, there was no road where the old Ocala jail was. Mm-hmm. And Wellington was kind of a gravel road. Smith Avenue was a gravel road. They didn't basically go north and south, mm-hmm. either. Hmm. So there was these north and south Burnaby, and then we were always described as coming out of Skunk Hollow when we were kids. So. Because there's still lots of big pieces of property in the center of Burnaby, and we were considered
So it wasn't the prestige neighborhood?
No, it wasn't a prestige area.
Were there prestige neighborhoods? I mean, Deer Lake?
Well, there was Buckingham Avenue. Buckingham was very, very nice, and there were some very nice big homes on Buckingham Avenue. And some interesting people lived on Buckingham Avenue. For example, newspaper columnist Barry Mather lived on Buckingham Avenue. And he used to write about his property, and he had a little bit of a hobby farm there, and he had a cow, and he used to write about it in the Sun all the time. He's a humorist, Mm-hmm. Yeah, Barry Mather. But Deer Lake, we used to go to Deer Lake for swimming, and we would walk there and go there fishing in Still Creek for Deer Lake.
There were some very large homes around Deer Lake proper.
There were a few, not very many.
Not too many?
No. There was Blythe Eagles, he was the Dean of Agriculture at UBC. He had a big piece of property there. And there's the Stephen Pipers, he was a medical doctor. And I don't know many others there.
The Moores, were they still?
They were Moores. The Moores were...
What's now Harthouse?
Yeah, where Harthouse is, yeah. And they had other houses that they built along Spurling. And there was a post office on Spurling, just to where Buckingham met Spurling. There was quite a large house there that was a post office.
Although I gather Burnaby didn't have its own regional post office until quite a bit more recently. Mail went through New Westminster or Vancouver?
Yeah, I believe so. I didn't know much about it. We had mail delivery. We always had home delivery. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that for sure.